In the headlines, an attempted robbery at ShopSmart Express, Six Roads, has left one security guard nursing a stab wound and staff shaken. Political parties hit the last lap of campaigning in St. James North. Leading Bashment Soca artist calls for proactive approach to youth deviance in Barbados. The Barbados Met Service extends its flood watch alert, and former US President Joe Biden reveals an aggressive cancer diagnosis. 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. A security guard is recovering from an injury following an attempted robbery at ShopSmart Express in Six Roads, St. Philip, yesterday. Starcom Network News understands that an assailant entered the store armed with a knife and what appeared to be a firearm. He threatened a cashier during the robbery attempt, but the security guard intervened, resulting in the guard sustaining a stab wound and several shoppers running out of the establishment. The assailant fled the scene, reportedly empty-handed. Manager Vassyard confirmed to Starcom Network that no one else was injured during the incident and added, ShopSmart Inc. will issue a statement following the ongoing investigation. The St. James North by-election is scheduled for Wednesday, and all four political parties were out in the constituency yesterday, taking their message to potential voters. The ruling Barbados Labour Party mounted their platform outside the fish market at Western St. James, and Senator Gregory Nicholls chastised the Democratic Labour Party for what he described as a false narrative being promoted about the state of the country, and further stated there was no political victimization in Barbados.
I want you to send a strong signal that our democracy is strong, that people are not afraid to express their views in this country, and that there's no political victimization at all in this Barbados. We have always been a blessed country. You can walk in any community in this land without fear. You don't have to look behind your back. There are no political garrisons in this country. I want you to take the rhetoric of the Democratic Labour Party and dismiss it on the 21st. Of me. I want you to send a signal to Ralph Thorne that the Barbados that he describes is not the Barbados that we want for our children. It is not the Barbados that we live every day. We will go to work and continue our stewardship of the country.
Barbados Labour Party Senator Gregory Nicholls. Over at Sion Hill, the Democratic Labour Party held their meeting, and candidate for Christchurch East, Amoy Gilding-Bourne, equally took the Barbados Labour Party to task for what she termed tactics of bullying and urged residents to resist come Wednesday, using the party's theme of morality over money.
We're here, Ms. Dujon, tonight address some of the concerns that the residents repeat when she is going and speaking with them. I want you to use your conscience. This is morals over money. We are not taking it from the BLP no longer. Tell them, sorry, you had your chance and you fibs twice. We won't have that again. Because on May the 21st, we will be voting for Felicia Dujon unapologetically. And don't let anybody bully you. Don't let anybody try to make you feel bad. You have a right to vote. And Felicia Dujon is the candidate for St. James North.
Democratic Labour Party candidate for Christchurch East, Amoy Gilding-Bourne. Meantime, Alex Mitchell of the Bajan Free Party, while canvassing the Lower Carlton Avenues yesterday, spoke to Starcom Network News about prioritising Barbadians and their issues above tourism, and said it was necessary for government to put locals first.
All of Barbados is special. All of Barbados, every piece. I don't care if it's gully land, dump land, whatever. We only have a small piece. And we don't need people coming from outside of Barbados having more rights and more privileges and living better than us. People can't come in our house, open up our fridge, eat our food, clog up our toilets, leave dishes in the sink, and walk out. We got to keep cleaning it up. And then our own government, so-called government, is treating us and bending over backward for the tourists because they got money. We got to take care of home first. Right here. We got to take care of Barbados first.
Leader of the Bajan Free Party, Alex Mitchell. On the side of the Community Empowerment Party, Stephanie Williams again highlighted a range of issues within the St. James North constituency, but said many residents had expressed apprehension and urged them to show their support on Wednesday.
I just hope that persons would understand that it is their democratic right to come out and vote for whomever it is that they want to vote. And I've been asked the question, when I vote, will persons know whom I have voted for? And I want to say to the constituents of St. James North, no, when you come out and your name is ticked on that paper, and you go into that booth, no one knows what you're putting on that paper. That is your freedom of choice to choose whomever you want to put on that paper. So come out and exercise your democratic right.
Community Empowerment Party's Stephanie Williams. One of Barbados's leading Bashment Soca artists is calling for a more proactive approach to dealing with the issue of youth deviance. Rico Mole Cumberbatch was speaking on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday yesterday, and while responding to a caller who suggested artists take responsibility for violence in schools, disagreed and pointed to efforts made previously.
We living in a reactive society rather than a proactive society, right? Back in 2018, there was on something called the peace program. We was going from school to school to school and promoting peace. And we had a peace team song. It was me, Peter Ram, Philip Seven, Faith Calendar. We going around to all the secondary schools in Barbados. And this is, we was trying to ball down on the violence in schools, but it was more on the reactive end more than the proactive end. And let me tell you something, going into these schools, it was so far gone that when we singing these peace songs, the children saying, "Mole, we don't want to hear that."
Popular Bashment Soca artist Rico Mole Cumberbatch. 167 new teachers graduated from the Erdiston Teachers Training College this weekend and were advised to study their role as leaders in decolonizing Barbados' education system. The advice came from featured speaker, professor at Columbia University, Dr. Yolanda Seely Ruiz, while delivering the feature address at the graduation ceremony held at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center.
Education on this island has never been neutral. It was built on systems imported and imposed by colonizers, too often indifferent to the brilliance of Black minds and the wisdom of Bayesian soil. But your accomplishments today create a portal, a new door to walk through. My question to you is, will you answer the call? Will you answer the call to reclaim education by decolonizing the structures and recentering love, liberation, and legacy in honor of Barbadian children? This is the work of leaders.
Professor at Columbia University, Dr. Yolanda Seely Ruiz. The Barbados Meteorological Services has extended the flood watch as persistent rainfall activity today could generate flooding across low-lying areas in Barbados. Meteorologist Andrew Bratwit tells us more.
The flash flood has been extended for Barbados. Persistent rainfall activity today, 19th of May 2025, could generate flooding across low-lying areas in Barbados. Therefore, the Barbados Meteorological Services has extended the flood watch. Unstable conditions associated with upper-level divergence along with available deep-layer moisture continue to affect the island. Mostly cloudy skies with intermittent light to heavy showers, rain, and a chance of isolated thunderstorms with rainfall accumulations of 1 to 2 inches is forecast. If flood watch is issued, wind conditions are favorable for flooding within the next 48 hours. It does not mean that flooding will occur, but is possible.
Meteorologist Andrew Bratwit. Former U.S. President Joe Biden, 82, has been diagnosed with prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. This according to a statement from his office. President Biden, who left office in January, was diagnosed on Friday after he saw a doctor last week for urinary symptoms. Recapping the top stories, attempted robbery at ShopSmart Express 6 Roads has left one security guard nursing a stab wound and staff shaken, and political parties hit the last lap of campaigning in St. James North. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.